gauge in the silver uniform pants with white uniforms with red stripes and red letters, silver helmets with red face masks. First and 15 from the Owen Gage 45-yard line. Receiver wide each way. Cole Simmons in the backfield in the shotgun is Joe Ellis. It's a handoff to Simmons around the right end, rumbling across the 40 and loses a tackle at the 30 and finally brought down at the 37-yard line. A beautiful carry from the 45 all the way down to the 27-yard line, an 18-yard gain for Cole Simmons, and the Eagles move the chains first down.
Yeah, they've had their best luck running the football with Cole Simmons out of that read option with Joe Ellis and Cole Simmons. That time the ball snapped right in between them, and both guys essentially grabbed the football. Cole Simmons seen an opening, took it right away from Joe Ellis, and around the end he goes and up the middle of the field, breaking tackles along the way for a big first down for the Eagles to start this second half.
And Jake Warrick, the man to bring him down. First and 10 from the 27-yard line. Same formation. It's a direct snap, though, to Cole
Same
Simmons.
Play.
And he gets across the 25-yard line, rumbles down to the 22, but we have a flag in the backfield brought down by number 70, Dustin Woodward, the defensive lineman, sophomore. And it's a personal foul face mask, 5-yard penalty against Owen Gage. So tack on another 5 yards from the spot of the fouls, end of the run, I should say. And this will be close to the first down marker after a 5-yard gain. Actually, a 4-yard gain brings up first.
I think you can move the chains. It looks like
chains,
a first down marker from here.
First down, 10 to go as Casel continues to march down the field. This time they are at the 17-yard line of Owen Gage. 10:35 left in the third quarter. No score in the second half yet. It's still Owen Gage 35. Caseville 14.
Well, setting up the same way, Clark. Two running backs in the backfield, Simmons and Alice. You got Siegfried to the right, Shippey to the left, but I can't see this broken record changing anything right here, Clark.
And
but they're going to.
Alice to pass. He has coverage coming both directions, and this was, he lofts this one up to the 10-yard line and was nearly intercepted by David Binders. That one seemed to hang up there longer than a punt tonight. And that one finally hit the ground, and now they have a roughing the passer against Owen Gage. As he got that one away, tried to dodge it, and they still brought him down. So the flag lies at the 30-yard line, but this will be, since we're inside of the 20-yard line, this should be half the distance to the goal line, and an automatic first down.
I believe it should be, Clark. And again, Joe Ellis, nowhere to go there. He's running backwards, literally just turns and chucks it down the field, did not take the big loss. And Owen Gage, nothing vicious there, but a nice shove to knock Joe Ellis down after he clearly let go of the ball. A weak penalty there, but going to give Caseville a new set of downs and move them half the distance to the goal.
Half the distance to the goal, first and goal to go. Ellis in the shotgun, Cole Simmons to his left, Shippey wide left, and Siegfried wide to the right. Four men on the line. Direct snap to Cole Simmons.
He's got some
five. Rumbles all the way down to the one. He is shy of the end zone by a yard as he hit a wall at the 1-yard line. It's a 6-yard gain, maybe even a 7-yard gain, brought down by David Binder. Second and goal to go at the one. An impressive run from Cole Simmons.
Oh, and that wall broke there, but there's a part of me, Clark, that thinks he should have scored on that play, but Cole Simmons doesn't like to go around people. He likes to go through them, Clark, and that's exactly what he did. Unfortunately, David Binder, a big man himself, slows him down just enough to get the knee down short of the goal line. Looks like timeout on the field.
Timeout on the field, and we'll stick with you here in the third quarter. 9.5 to play in the third quarter. Caseville knocking on the door of Owen Gage, who leads 35-14. If you're Caseville right now, what kind of play are you setting up?
Well, normally you would say Cole Simmons gets the football, but if you remember not that long ago at the end of the second quarter, Andrew Siegfried took over the role at quarterback, went under the huddle, and went off a snap count, and they just tried to sneak it in because that's how close they are. They are on the goal line, and I think that's what Coach Jason Pierce is saying right now. I think he puts Siegfried under center. They line up the big boys up front and literally go off a count and fall forward, just try to cross the goal line quickly enough and steal 6 points and put 6 points up on the board for the home team.
Owen Gage leads by 21. Caseville trying to chip that away with a score. It would be down to 15 with a two-point conversion, down to 13 again. Plenty of game to play.
I don't see a reason here, Clark, to go 5 yards deep and run read option. I know Cole Simmons has been good, but I prefer to see Simmons, that fullback here, Siegfried, take the ball under center so the sneak option is there and Simmons can then get a head start a little bit closer to that line of scrimmage from the fullback position.
Owen Gage only has 7 men on the field, and now they bring him back out. That would be Devin Lorenz trying to in the NFL Combine here and get his 40 in early. Siegfried under center, pro set, 2 men in the backfield, and it's going to be a dive right up the middle. And he's shy of the, Cole Simmons is shy of the end zone. No gain in that play, now brings up a 3rd down, goal to go from the 1, brought down by Dustin Woodward.
Well, we were very close, Clark. They do put Siegfried under center. They hand it off in that pro set to the left side to Cole Simmons, and he piles forward, but Owen Gage does a nice job standing him up and taking him down, again, for a no gain on the goal line. Look for the sneak here on 3rd down, Clark.
3rd and goal to go. Same formation. Siegfried under center. Cole Simmons in the backfield, and he gets the handoff. He's fighting forward. Touchdown, Caseville. Cole Simmons strikes from 1 yard out for the 3rd score of the night for the Eagles. It's now Owen Gage 35, Caseville 20.
And you can't blame them. They're giving the ball to their best player, their strongest player. Cole Simmons does exactly what he needs to do, gets behind the offensive lineman that he likes and pushes him forward, falls down across the goal line, and now Caseville gets into the end zone. And the 2-point conversion play coming up.
15-point ball game, 8:47 mark left in the 3rd quarter. Caseville going for 2, trying to cut this lead and deficit down to 13 of Owen Gage. That drive consisted as they, it looks like a bad snap and they have to dive out in the backfield. 2-point conversion is no good. So it's a 15-point lead for the Owen Gage Bulldogs as Caseville strikes first in the second half with 8:47 left in the 3rd quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
You wouldn't get tires at an air conditioning shop, so why would you have your air conditioning system fixed at a muffler shop? Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in BedEx. They have the proper equipment, parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
.47 left in the 3rd quarter. Caseville strikes to start the second half on their first drive, which consisted of 40 yards and 3 minutes and 13 seconds, which was set up on the onside kick recovered by Caseville. Cole Simmons kicking this one off exactly the same as last time, and Owen Gage dives on it at their own 48-yard line. Number 57, Devin Lorenz, makes sure this one does not get away from him. Owen Gage, 1st and 10 from their own 48-yard line.
Yeah, they move up some guys with some better hands, expecting that, anticipating that low kick again. And this time, Devin Lorenz does a nice job getting his hands on it, covering it up, and now getting that high-powered Bulldog offense led by Jake Wright a chance to show what they can do here in the second half. Looks like 52 yards to pay dirt now, Clark.
1st and 10, I formation, receiver wide to the left. It's a pitch to the left to number 34, David Binder. Around the left end, trying to come across and gets to the 1st down marker at the 42-yard line, but a flag flies close to that spot. As they're going to say, everyone seems to be marching backwards already. No word yet. It was a 9-yard carry. And it's a...
He grabbed
it's
the
gonna be
horse,
a horse collar against the offense. So... In other words, a hold.
Oh, that was that. That's some version of a hold there. There's no question about that. But just what we talked about, Clark, before this half started, what did Caseville?
There we go. Horse collar against right. Caseville.
That would be on the tackle. Absolutely.
That'd be more on the tackle. So this will be shot. The run was actually an 8-yard carry for David Binder. That will go in the books as an 8-yard run. Plus, tack on a few more yards against Caseville for the penalty.